Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Zoe Close, Area Sales Manager for Practice Plan. Welcome to today's podcast. Today I've got Pat Langley with me from Appoline, and we're going to talk about all things around CQC. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Zoe.
Thanks for joining me again.
My great pleasure.
Lots to talk about, as always.
Lots to talk about, always, particularly when it comes to CQC.
Well, yes, definitely. But today, really, I want to talk to you about your sort of information, what you can give to teams about what they're going to be sort of questioned on at the inspection point. A lot of practice managers come and say, I feel like I've got my team ready, but they're all a little bit concerned about what they're going to get asked.
I think that's a really important question you've raised there, Zoe. The first and probably most important thing to say, actually, is that the message we must get over is that compliance is a team event. Now, in the early days of CQC, it was very much a case of the practice manager will do compliance on a Friday afternoon, while actually everybody else goes off to do something a lot more interesting. Can't do that. Inspectors will speak to everybody. They'll speak to dentists, associates, hygienists, nurses, practice managers, receptionists, everybody. And everybody needs to use a common phrase, be singing off the same hymn sheet. Mm. They will expect everybody to be able to answer their questions, and they will expect consistent answers as well. And it's really important that team training is put in place. Now, a lot of practices are scared by the, and I get that, I really do, scared by the idea of team training. Does that mean I have to stand up and present to my staff? No, it doesn't. What it does mean is that you sit down with your team and you discuss how we do things in this practice. So it might be your infection control, policies, protocols, checklists, and so on. Let's discuss infection control today. Are we doing what we should be doing in the best possible way, in the most efficient way, and does everybody know what we're doing? Okay, that is team training. Mm. One of the things that's really important when the CQC comes is that you give them confidence. And if you can give them confidence, they'll stop digging. So for example, if a CQC inspector comes into the practice and says, right, could you show me your, you know, how you decontaminate your instruments? And you go, okay, so what we do is, Susie gets the instruments. I think that's right, Susie, isn't it? And she'll then put them in a box, and the box is, we keep the box in, get the picture.
You're not doing well at this point, Pat.
I'm not doing well at that. Are you confident?
Not at all.
No, nor me. Okay, if on the other hand, you say, okay, so what we do is Susie will pick all the instruments up in the practice. She will, in the surgery, she'll then put them into this box that we've then previously disinfected. She will take them through to the decontamination room. And then in the decontamination room, the first thing she'll do is she will use the hand washing only sink. She'll wash her hands. She'll put on her personal protective equipment. Do you feel a bit more confident
now? Definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you give the inspector confidence, they'll stop digging.
Yeah.
If you don't give them confidence, as in the first scenario, they'll dig and dig and dig. And bear in mind that CQC inspectors now have, they're well trained. The CQC inspectors that are not dentists will be well trained. And then they are nearly always accompanied by a dentist or a dental care professional, and they will know what they're looking for.
And, you know, before, even with the older type CQC inspections, they often want you to demonstrate that process. So it was quite useful for us to have sort of training sessions where we just literally followed and observed everyone in the decon room, really.
Yeah.
So then when we did get an inspection, it never fazed us because we knew that the process was correct, and everyone knew sort of confidently what they should be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is that there's quite often a sort of little bit of rabbit in the headlight stuff goes on. And in fact, I know in my own practice, I ran an infection control training session there not very long ago, and I and please bear in mind my team is really, really well trained, and I said, so I pretended to be a CQC inspector, and I was quite surprised actually, because I would ask very simple questions that I knew they knew the answers to, and because I told them I was pretending to be a CQC inspector, it was a case of I know the answer to this. When actually I know they know the answer to it. So I think that it is, so your suggestion that you everybody knows what you're doing is absolutely the right way of doing it.
I think as part of our sort of appraisal process, we used to sort of bring observations into that.
Yeah.
So then people felt more comfortable and relaxed being watched.
Yeah.
And we always sort of said it's not about getting the correct wording or sounding too
sort
of, you know, academically trained in all of the HTM 105. It was just demonstrating, sort of explaining in their words what the process is.
Yeah, because what you have to bear in mind is what the CQC is interested in and looking for is outcome. And outcome is what happens as a result of having your autoclave, your whatever method you use for cleaning. Outcome is how do you go about getting sterilized instruments at the end of this process?
Exactly.
And that's it.
Exactly.
You know, it is no more complicated than that.
Yeah, I think we all just get quite uptight and worried about it, but I think that's quite normal. But
yeah.
As I say, it's just sort of, you know, keep practicing and making people feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Pat. Once again, absolutely brilliant. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks, Zoe.